1. Information Superhighway. The World in a Minute. Some historians say that the most important contribution of Dwight Eisenhower's presidency in the 1950s was the U.S. interstate highway system. It was a massive project, easily surpassing the scale of such previous human endeavors as the Panama Canal. Eisenhower's interstate highways bound the nation together in new ways and facilitated major economic growth by making commerce less expensive. Today, an information superhighway has been built, an electronic network that connects libraries, corporations, government agencies, and individuals. This electronic superhighway is called the Internet, and it is the backbone of the World Wide Web. The Internet had its origins in a 1969 U.S. Defense Department computer network called ARPANET, which stood for Advanced Research Projects Agency Network. The Pentagon built the network for military contractors and universities doing military research to exchange information. In 1983, the National Science Foundation, NSF, whose mission is to promote science, took over. This new NSF network attracted more and more institutional users, many of which had their own internal networks. For example, most universities that joined the NSF network had intra-campus computer networks. The NSF network then became a connector for thousands of other networks. As a backbone system that interconnects networks, Internet was a name that fit. So we can see that the Internet is the wired infrastructure on which web messages move. It began as a military communication system, which expanded into a government-funded civilian research network. Today, the Internet is a user-financed system, tying institutions of many sorts together into an information superhighway.